Well, good day and welcome to you all, particularly our guests who join us here at the Madeleine for the offering of this Mass and the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This celebration is primarily about three things. It's about Mary, of course, the mother of Jesus. It's also about Jesus, and it's about us. We mark on this day that Mary, at the moment of her death, was taken bodily into heaven to be with Jesus. Now, this is not an event that's recorded in the Scriptures, but there is precedent for it in the Scriptures. In the book of Genesis, there's the man Enoch is taken up into heaven. And also the prophet Elijah is taken up into heaven with the fiery chariot. And despite what you might want to see on the History Channel, it's not a case of ancient alien abduction. Rather, it is prefiguring what takes place with Mary, something that the Church has observed since about the beginning of its existence. And it's a continuation of Mary's Immaculate Conception, a continuation of her saying yes to the Archangel Gabriel, her fiat, accepting that the Word is going to become flesh in her that she brings forth for the life of the world. The continuation of the greeting that she and her cousin Elizabeth exchanged with each other that we hear in today's Mass, of that wonderful, powerful prayer, the Magnificat, that we hear from Mary. It's a continuation of her being at the foot of the cross and being in the upper room at Pentecost. That God preserves her at the moment of her death from the normal corruption and is taken into heaven. The Assumption of Mary is different from the Ascension of Jesus, in that Jesus ascends into glory back to God the Father, the risen Christ does so under his own power. Mary is assumed into heaven through the power of Jesus, her Son. Because Jesus calls all creation to himself, including his mother. Think of it this way. The Assumption is a day that we celebrate Jesus welcoming his mother into heaven to be with him as the Queen of Heaven and to be our mother as the Church. Because Jesus calls all things to himself. This is about Jesus and that the Word made flesh, the creative power of God coming to dwell among us, to die for our salvation, to be raised up for our salvation, to give himself in the Eucharist for us, for our salvation. Our redemption is not just of the spirit or the soul, it's also of our bodies, because the Word has become flesh to dwell among us. Our bodies have been sanctified in Jesus. And Mary is an example of that and also a precursor of that. That's why the Assumption is also about us. Because we do state, as we will in a moment, and as we profess the creed, we do believe in the resurrection. It's not simply a resurrection of the spirit, but also of the body. That we will be one with each other as the body of Christ, as we're called to holiness. In this life and the next, we are also called to be with Mary and with Jesus, her Son, before the throne of God. So it's a great day for us to rejoice, as does Mary in the Scriptures. The Lord has done great things for us. So let our hearts rejoice and magnify the Lord in all that we say and do.